That was perhaps not the best sound quality, but that was a joyful noise that just sparked some joy in my own heart, seeing those faces, those people, many who have moved away to other places. And of course, that always opens my heart even to think about Kathy Grant, seeing Kathy Grant there. She's always with me. I have her with me all the time, Sister Kathy Grant. And that is a perfect segue into joy, because I miss her dearly, and thinking about her does bring me joy. And the talk title that came to me for today is Thank God for Joy, right? Thank God for Joy. And that is... figurative, and that is literal. I thank God for joy all the time. And it brings me into that place of joy, that alignment of joy. And just to recap, today the theme is joy because it is the fourth and final Sunday of Advent. And so we take these themes of Advent that we started 4 Sundays ago, the first one being hope and faith. And Reverend Diane Burke spoke to us about that. The second one is peace. And Carlos shared his insights about peace. Peace! That is Carlos's Cliff's Notes about it. Peace! Exclamation point. And then last week, Sean talked to us, Reverend Sean spoke to us about love. And so we take these Advent themes and bring them forward into today when, in this final week of preparation before Christmas, it is time to focus on joy. And we know they're all part of the cake mix. You have to have all the ingredients in the cake for it to turn out right. Or in the cookies. We have a cookies theme going, sort of. But you have to have all the ingredients in for it to turn out to be cookie that tastes good. And we know that Advent is a season of preparation that is leading us to the rebirth of the Christ within us. It is leading us to Christmas Eve, the night when we light that final candle, the Christ light, when we light that candle that represents the light in us, and it represents the illumination of the light in us. The thing that I really want to talk about today is, I think most people find joy and happiness to be synonymous, to be one and the same. And if people do, it's okay. But I want to talk about how joy is, I'm not even going to call it a power that we have. It is innate in us. Joy is in us, whether we know it or not, whether we consciously access it or not, joy is in us. We have a heart, we have lungs, we have a liver, we've got joy. Joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Joy is within us. And happiness is something that we pursue. Happiness is really something in the outer. And I found something that said that joy is an inner feeling. Happiness is an outward expression. Joy endures hardship and trials and connects with meaning and purpose. A person pursues happiness but chooses joy. Now, I like that. But I like to think that we spark joy within us. Something sparks joy. It can be something in the outer that sparks the joy, but think about what sparks your joy. Think of how easy it is to see a baby, just being a baby, or a pet, especially a puppy or a little kitten or whatever the pet is. They're just being. And that beingness can spark joy. It can spark that joy within us. And one of my favorite books, and I got a lot of books, but one of my favorite books to access and go back to is, I've talked about it before, The Book of Joy. And it's really kind of an interview done by Douglas Abrams with Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. The Book of Joy. Now look at that cover. Those faces bring me joy because there's such an authenticity just beaming from that. But I want to share a little bit of what they have to say. Archbishop Tutu says that joy is a way of approaching the world. That joy ultimately our greatest joy is when we seek to do good for others. It's how we are made. We are wired to be compassionate. We're wired to be caring for the other and to be generous to one another. We shrivel when we are not able to interact. I mean, that is part of the reason why solitary confinement is such a horrendous punishment. And these two men would know. We depend on the other in order for us to be fully who we are. A person is a person through other persons. A person is a person through other persons. That's what we're doing together in community. And this reminds me of why such a difficult aspect of the pandemic lockdown is being alone for such a long time. There are things that we've gone through that we don't even know yet how deep, how far, how wide that they spread. Unfortunately, to continue what Archbishop Tutu said, unfortunately in our world, we tend to be blind to our connection until times of great disaster, right? When something happens, even on the far side of the world, on our island, in Haiti, in Ukraine, in some place, we want to help. It's in our nature. We give resources to help them because we realize that we are bound together. And it's so often in times of disaster when we really get that. Most people do not walk around thinking about how they can help others. Success in our society is measured by money, fame, power, influence. What a perfect point to lead us into this afternoon's play reading of It's a Wonderful Life and the beautiful and powerful theme of the writing, the play, the movie, the story of It's a Wonderful Life. Not to give away the ending, but George Bailey's brother says, "My brother George is the richest person I know." I hope that's literally what he says, because in my mind, that's what he says. Most people are not aspiring to spiritual greatness or enlightenment, but simply to make it through retirement without running out of money. Can anybody relate to that? This is the last piece of this that really struck me. What does our happiness have to do with addressing the suffering of the world? In short, the more we heal our own pain, the more we can turn to the pain of others. When I read this, I said, yes, I believe this is what got me into ministry, this very thing. The way we heal our own pain is actually by turning to the pain of others. It's a virtuous cycle. The more we turn toward others, the more joy we experience, and the more joy we experience, the more we can bring joy to others, giving and receiving. The goal is not just to create joy for ourselves, but to be a reservoir of joy, an oasis of peace, a pool of serenity that can ripple out to all those through you and around you. So being joyful is not just about having more fun. We're talking about a more empathic, more empowered, even more spiritual state of mind that is totally engaged with the world. Peace must come from within. We cannot bring peace if we do not have inner peace. The end of war doesn't bring peace. Peace brings the end of war. And similarly, we cannot hope to make the world a better, happier place if we do not also aspire for this in our own lives. It's Advent. It's hope. It's peace, it's love, it's joy that has to come from within us. It is sparked from within us. Now, when I read that piece, when I was guided to that particular piece, and how we are so bound together, and how we we access our joy by helping others. It reminded me of Eeyore. I have someone very close to me that I jokingly call Eeyore. And it's in fun. It's an effort to lift the spirit. So I want to share with you a little piece from Winnie the Pooh that really tugs at my heart. It occurred to Pooh and Piglet that they hadn't heard from Eeyore for several days. So they put on their hats and coats and trotted across the 100-acre wood to Eeyore's stick house. Inside the house was Eeyore. "Hello, Eeyore," said Pooh. "Hello, Pooh. Hello, Piglet," said Eeyore in a glum-sounding voice. "We just thought we'd check in on you," said Piglet, "because we hadn't heard from you, and so we wanted to know if you were okay." Eeyore was silent for a moment. "Am I okay?" he asked eventually. "Well, I don't know, to be honest. Are any of us really okay? That's what I ask myself. All I can tell you, Pooh and Piglet, is that right now I feel really rather sad and alone and not much fun to be around at all, which is why I haven't bothered you, because you wouldn't want to waste your time hanging out with someone who is sad and alone and not much fun to be around at all, would you now?" Pooh looked at Piglet, and Piglet looked at Pooh, and they both sat down, one on either side of Eeyore, in his stick house. Eeyore looked at them in surprise. "What are you doing?" "We're sitting here with you," said Pooh, "because we are your friends. And true friends don't care if someone is feeling sad or alone or not much fun to be around at all. True friends are there for you anyway. And so here we are." "Oh," said Eeyore. "Oh." And the three of them sat there in silence. And while Pooh and Piglet said nothing at all, somehow, almost imperceptibly, Eeyore started to feel a very tiny little bit better, because Pooh and Piglet were there. No more, no less. We're here to help each other, to help others. That brings forth the joy. A little bit of gratitude from Archbishop Tutu. He said he greets almost every new experience with the word wonderful. And it is indeed the ability to see wonder, surprise, possibility in each experience and each encounter that is a core aspect of joy. Gratitude is probably the most powerful way to spark our joy, to bring it forth. Gratitude is the recognition of all that holds us in the web of life and all that has made it possible to have the life that we have and the moment that we are experiencing. It allows us to shift our perspective, gratitude, toward all we've been given and all that we have. It moves us away from the narrow-minded focus on fault and lack and to the wider perspective of benefit and abundance. It is not happiness that makes us grateful. It is gratefulness that makes us happy. Whatever life gives to you, you can respond with joy. Joy is the happiness that does not depend on what happens. It's the grateful response to the opportunity that life offers you at this moment. The world didn't give you your joy. Therefore, the world can't take it away. The world did not give you your joy. Therefore, the world cannot take it away. It is innate in us. And I thought of the word innate as joy is innate. Joy is in Brit. Joy is in Laverne. Joy is in Sandra. Joy is in Leo. Joy is in Gilbert. Joy is in Scott. Joy is in Dorian. Joy is in you. Joy is in us. Whether we know it or not, and by the way, now you do, you can't go back and unknow something that you know. Joy is in you. We can choose joy. We pursue happiness. We can choose joy. We pursue happiness. I'm in a reading kind of mood today. I love to read, and when I find something, I feel like I need to share it. I feel guided to share it. There's something that I carry with me after my mom passed away, and I only took a few things from her home. I only took a few things. I'll leave it at that. And one thing that I can remember when my mother was going through a very difficult time when I was a child, that my aunt that I was very close to gave my mom this little teeny tiny thing that she put on the shelf above the kitchen sink that says, joy is not the absence of suffering, but the presence of God. Suffering isn't going to stop. Difficulties in life are not going to stop. We can still access our joy. We can still access our joy to help us process them. There are a couple of final things I'd like to share, readings from the upcoming week's Advent meditations and daily lessons. And one that is very special to me is by Reverend Sandra Campbell, who is the leader of Unity Urban Ministerial School, where Reverend Chris DiGiorgio attended. And she says, when the mind is filled with joy, the heart sings. Singing always puts me in a joyful mood. Even in the midst of chaos, my mind conjures up a tune and my heart sings it. Advent is the perfect time to make a joyful noise as we anticipate the birth of something in our lives. I experience this feeling of joy when I take the time to be in the moment. I consciously look for the joy in everything. When I sing, I have the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. I realize my heart is the only place where real joy can be found. There's always something to sing about. So whenever I find myself in a sad, melancholy, or fearful mood, I simply breathe, become still, and listen to the music in my soul. There within is where I find my joy. It doesn't matter whether you can sing or not. There is a song in your heart. And I know that you do have the joy, 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 joy down in your heart. There's always something to sing about. Veronica Walker Douglas says at the end of this Advent season, that this is a marvelous time to unwrap the innate gifts bestowed upon us by God. We are endowed with tremendous treasures assigned to us for our unique contribution to the world. During this holy season, may we share joy from a place in our hearts where unconditional love resides. Let us invite others into our sacred space by seeing through the eyes of compassion and grace. Accept the invitation to graciously extend your hand, open your heart, and ask the question, how may I serve? Be intentional and prayerful as you prepare the way by tuning into divine wisdom. In faith, allow the Holy Spirit to guide you to touch, teach, and transform the lives of those who join your journey. You become the giver and the gift when you commit to showing up and sharing the Christ presence each day. The world did not give you your joy. The world cannot take it away. Let's meditate. As we focus on the Advent journey of preparation, we bring hope, peace, love, and joy into this time together. Hope, peace, love, joy. They all reside within us. Hope, peace, joy. You are the light of the world. This holiday season, are you ready for your rebirth, your reawakening to shine your light? To remember that whatever is going on in your life, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You're blessed when you wake up in the morning. You're blessed to have a pillow under your head, a bed to sleep in, a roof over your head, food. Even in those times you may be hungry, you have the faith that you will eat again. Our blessings spark our gratitude, and our gratitude sparks our joy. It doesn't mean that we are giddy with happiness, though we can be. It means we know that we have joy within us. It is a part of who we are. It is an aspect of God within each and all of us. As gratitude sparks our joy, we sing joy to the world, not through us, from us. And we extend this joy outward, ripples into infinity, for we are all bound together. We are one with our brothers and sisters around the world, no matter our differences, no matter our likenesses. Let us spark the joy within us right now in the silence. We are blessed. We are grateful. We are thankful for all that is, for we know we are filled with joy. The world did not give you your joy. The world cannot take it away.
Christmas present.
Wow.
This is so beautiful. See? I got a present after all.
Now come on.